The UN Commission of Inquiry's latest report into human rights violations in Syria is its 13th so far. It focuses on the battle for Aleppo City between July and December 2016 and the deliberate targeting of vital services in the opposition-held east. Head of the investigating panel, Paolo Pinheiro, said that civilians were not just caught in the line of fire, more often than not, they were the target.
The Syrian and Russian Air Force relentlessly bombarded eastern Aleppo city as part of a strategy to force surrender. Hospitals, orphanages, markets, schools and homes were all but obliterated.
Mr. Pinheiro added that after government forces besieged the east of the city in July, hundreds of civilians died amid daily aerial attacks from bunker-busting bombs, cluster munitions, incendiary weapons and crudely weaponized chlorine canisters. The UN report also finds that armed opposition groups were to blame for shelling residential areas in the west of the city. They also shot at civilians to stop them from leaving. The report's findings also clearly suggest that the Syrian Air Force carried out the attack on a joint UN-Syrian Arab Red Crescent convoy that killed 14 aid workers in September last year. Regarding accountability for the crimes, investigator Carla Del Ponte told journalists that the probe had established the identities of those likely to have been responsible, but the chances of a trial happening remain very slim. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.